Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, my friend Rachel, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, let's go straight to the text in 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning in verse 8. It says, "Finally, all of you should be of one mind. Sympathize with each other, love each other as brothers and sisters, be tenderhearted, and keep a humble attitude. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is why God has called you to do, and He will grant you His blessing." Have you ever heard the term Krumholz? Krumholz is a German word that describes the stunted, deformed growth that occurs in areas where trees and other vegetation are constantly buffeted by strong winds. It looks lifeless. It looks like it's without hope of life. But Krumholz, when you see it in places like the high Arctic or the subalpine regions of the world, you see it occasionally along coasts where you have steady winds that blow. Its growth, it's alive, but it's greatly stunted. You know, the constant wind shapes the trees. They don't grow like normal. Instead, their growth is corrupted. They grow away from the wind. And what you see is a tree that is deformed and stunted and less than it could be. That's a perfect example of what happens when disagreements happen within the body of Christ, within followers of Jesus. We're like these trees. We're stunted by the way we handle conflict and disagreement in unbiblical and ungodly ways. It will always lead to stunted, deformed followers of Jesus and a stunted, deformed church. If you look at the American church, we have so alienated much of the world that they want no part of what we offer, simply because we have spoken with such anger or insult or sarcasm that they often sound like Gandhi when he said, "I like your Christ, I just don't like your Christians," all because we blow past Peter's reminder that we should be of one mind, sympathize with each other, love each other as brothers and sisters, be tenderhearted, and keep a humble attitude. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. Listen to the beautiful part of this text. That is what God has called you to do, and He will grant you His blessing. You know, we could spend months talking about the problem that we have in this country with dissatisfaction, negativity, whining, and complaining. I think we all know, at least cognitively, that it is a symptom of selfishness expressed in a lack of gratitude for what we have. Over the past couple of weeks, I've spent a lot of time and taught with Julie Homrich, and we have offered some significant thoughts on mental and emotional health through the lens of Scripture. We've encouraged you to practice mindful, meditative moments of prayer, moments of praise, and moments of thanksgiving to God as a remedy for this dysfunction. We've suggested and even urged you to incorporate quietude and solitude for you to remain focused and grounded in God's promises and then live that out. But friends, ungratefulness, a lack of gratitude, is only one of the symptoms of selfishness we see in our world today. Today, on this weekday podcast, let's discuss another of the symptoms of selfishness, which is dysfunctional disagreement. Sometimes, I don't think we wrap our heads around or fully understand the power of our dysfunction. Without a doubt, our country is divided and as polarized as it's ever been. Republicans against Democrats, liberals against conservatives, issues concerning race relations, gay rights, same-sex marriage, immigration, gun control, transgender, and dozens more. Everyone is arguing and disagreeing with everyone else, and this division and polarization has leapt into the lives of believers in the church. Somehow, people claiming to be followers of Jesus have abandoned the Beatitudes, the fruits of the Spirit, and the Great Commandment in favor of a far easier path that includes anger, selfishness, closed hearts, and lazy brains. Somehow we've gone from Colossians 4:6, let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone, to our own version that says, let your conversation be sarcastic, angry, and ugly so that you feel better about yourself and somehow put someone in their place. My friend, let us be a people who would take to heart Peter's words, that we would be a people that would sympathize with others. We would love others. We'd be tenderhearted. We'd have a humble attitude, and we wouldn't repay evil for evil. We wouldn't retaliate, but we'd offer a blessing. Oh, my friend, go in peace today with the certainty that you can, in the power of Christ, offer a blessing. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on today's Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day!